Okay, so now I'm talking to
Jen
from Calgary, and Jen, you were just saying that you really liked being in the march and the rally that happened like on Sunday, I think, in Calgary. What was it that you liked about it?
There's this big sense of unity, and everyone, they were communicating without even talking to each other, but with the voice and with the music, and I don't know, it's also beautiful. Maybe I'm over exaggerating it a bit, but to me it was like, it's just, I wanted to stand back and just look at all these beautiful people.
So that's not a feeling that you get in your day-to-day life?
No, because you walk down here, and even a couple days ago, me and my friend were at the train station, and we asked some people if they had the time, and no one acknowledged her whatsoever. They didn't even look away. But at that march, there's just such this overwhelming feeling of, I don't know, euphoria. It was euphoric in a sense.
Some guy came up to me and he just said, do you want to share some food? And he gave me his fries and $3, and he just sat there talking to us for a while. It's really neat.
Does this make you want to get like more involved with political stuff? Or is it just something that you want to see happening more?
Well, I'm not one of those people who fight the cause, but if there's something I really believe in and something that touches me, then I'll be a part of it. But I'm not gonna, like, there's a lot of things that, yeah, they don't mean a lot to me, but this did, and that's why I'm taking part in it, because I don't know how to describe it. It's hard to put into words. I just, like, you only have one lifetime, and within that lifetime I want to do something that changes and makes this world a better place. You know, even if it's the smallest thing, it's better to be optimistic than pessimistic. And
you guys are dressed kind of provocatively and like hanging out on the street, and a lot of people wouldn't, I don't think they'd expect to hear that kind of like real positive vibe.
They don't take the time to get to know anyone, and that's kind of what's going on today. People know what they're about, why they're there, and so they know that they're not going to judge them for the way they dress or that. It's really neat.
People, they're just really biased. Even the other day, I was on the train, and I heard this girl talking about, well, the G8's not going to affect me. Like, she said it's not going to affect her, but people are very selfish. Because if it doesn't concern them, they don't want to bother themselves with it. But what people don't realize is a lot of little things like the G8 do affect them, even if it's taxes that they're paying to have them up in Kananaskis.
Yeah, what are the ways that you think that you can identify about how the G8 and the way that it functions, how that affects you in your day-to-day life? How do they affect you?
The decisions they make affect us. It's the G8, the 8 most powerful. They are making decisions that is going to affect everyone. Everyone. Like, even if they're not countries that are part of the G8. Like, I really don't want to see the world go to hell, you know? Because recently that's where it's been going. And it really makes me sad. And I just want to do whatever I can, even if it's something really petty, like protesting. Well, I don't think it's petty, but a lot of people do, and a lot of people attack protesters and say, oh, just a bunch of stupid hippies, and half of you don't even know what you're talking about.